From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro include sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's praise for the revolutionary dictator's dedication and love for the Cuban people was swiftly rebuked by some Canadian and U.S. politicians, and there's been plenty of reaction elsewhere. Celebrations in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood that continued through Saturday. And Fidel Castro's death comes just a couple of years into the thawing of U.S. relations with the communist island nation.
Cuba observers don't expect much on the island to change in the wake of Fidel Castro's death. Cuban-American Congresswoman Ileana Ross Leitanen of Florida is among them.
Fidel Castro has really been out of the public scene for many years. The transition to Raul Castro has already taken place. So will there be real change in Cuba with Fidel's death? Well, at least it's a psychological burden that needed to be lifted.
Others, such as Florida International University's Fonseca, speaking to VOA on Skype, are more hopeful.
Could it sort of intensify or increase the speed at which, you know, change comes into Cuba? I mean, that's possible, because one thing that the death of Fidel does is create some space politically, at least in Cuba, for politicians to maybe think about taking the island in a different direction.
Over the past 2 years, U.S. policy on Cuba had shifted. With the election of a new president and Fidel Castro's death, it seems it may shift again.
This is VOA News.